suggestion and give him my reply before noon. His short conversation with Jorund Toraldsen had ended a quarter of an hour ago. He'd gone straight back into the hut and been locked in. It hadn't taken long to shake the others from sleep and tell them what had happened.
You'll think about it? Terrific, Ryan!
You think I should have looked him in the eye and told him to fuck off? Think that would have been a real clever idea?
Sometimes being clever isn't what matters, Carter.
What else did he say?
He said that any more attempts to escape by any of us would mean flying eagles all around. One chilled, all chilled.
JB nodded.
It'll be harder to make the break this time. A lot harder.
Sure, but that's the only choice we have.
Does it sound stupid to suggest you could always do like the big guy says? That way I go up the Hudson one way, and the rest of you walk clear.
There was a long silence while everyone thought about it. If Jorund Toraldsen kept his word, then the death of one man would buy the lives of five. It was a lot better arithmetic than most you got in Deathlands.
Can't argue with odds of 5-1. I think we'll take you up on the offer, Mildred. After all, we pulled you out of the ice and saved your life. Least you can do is give us that life back again.
Christy stood up, her finger pointing at Ryan like the barrel of a sawed-off shotgun.
I don't believe what I'm hearing, Ryan.
Well, you better believe it, because I'm the man in charge here and I see what happens. And what's going to happen tomorrow evening is that Jack does what they want and takes Mildred's life. The rest of us will walk free. That's the way it'll be.
Doc leapt to his feet, his face glowing with righteous anger.
I do not believe that I have been traveling with such an unprincipled scoundrel. If I were a few years younger and spryer, I vow that I would teach you a lesson you would not forget in a hurry. Blast you!
Jack didn't stand, and he wouldn't look directly at Ryan.
Since Fighter Child, I thought that you... That's fucking wrong, Ryan.
That only leaves you, JB. Let's hear your thoughts on the matter.
His oldest friend looked at him.
We'll do it like you say, Ryan.
The Baron of Markland was delighted when Ryan told him their collective decision.
The Black Woman will offer herself willingly on the Stone of Darkness?
Sure.
And the Blade of Mercy will be wielded by...
Hey, Jack? Yeah. And all this will be tonight, will it?
After the sun has set. The whole of the Steading will make its way in a procession of flaming torches through the forest to the Arena of Seeing. And there, it will be done.
And the rest of us can go free?
Jorund nodded solemnly.
I have given my word as Carl.
Can we leave before the chilling?
Ryan held his breath as the Norse leader considered the question.
No.
No? But you gave your word.
And I shall keep it. But the sacrifice to the gods must be completed first. You and the others, but not Jack Snowhead, may leave us at first light on the morrow.
Will you give us food and milk for our journey?
We will. And the wise woman will instruct Jack in the ceremony. It is simple. And the Black One will feel little pain. It is swift.
Glad to hear it.
Jorund agreed that we didn't have to actually go along and watch the execution. Says he'll let us stay here in the hut, with just a handful of guards to watch us.
Ryan?
Yeah, JB?
How many's a handful?
Well, not more than six, I'd guess. I've promised we'll stay and wait until the chilling's done. I gave my solemn oath on the bones of Odin himself that we wouldn't try to escape again.
Jack had been taken out to be schooled by the wise woman. By the time he returned, the afternoon sun was already slipping away behind the hills.
How'd it go?
Fine.
Good. I wouldn't want you to screw up and give me a messy ending. I wouldn't like that at all.
By the three Kennedys, I fear that I do not find this a fit topic for merriment. This is life and death for all of us.
Mildred patted Doc on the arm.
Simmer down, Doc. It's your life and my death.
Ryan turned to Jack. What did the old woman say to you? The boy looked down at his feet. If he'd been able to blush, Ryan suspected there would have been a pink glow to his cheeks.
Wanted to fuck. Grab my... Lay down, legs open. Wanted.
Christy grinned.
Kaya! That must be one of the fringe benefits of being the wise woman. You get to lay every young god that comes by. What did you say to her, Jack?
Said too old.
She must have loved that, honey. Way back when I was alive, when I was first alive,
It got to be common for older women to take a much younger lover. They were called toy boys. So the old bitch wanted a blonde toy boy, did she? Tough shit, lady.
Said guys didn't fuck old women.
Good one, Jack. He's right on the line for her. But did she tell you about tonight? What's gonna go down?
Mildred's on altar. I cut throat. End of story.
Yeah. End of story.
They came at dusk, when the gray mist lay upon the sullen waters of the lake, and the sun had all but disappeared. The entire population of the Vale seemed to be there, other than a half dozen grizzled warriors left behind to guard the outlanders. Mildred's farewell to her friends was one of restrained emotion. She hugged them all, one by one, finishing with Ryan. There were no tears from any of them. The Vikings watched approvingly, though the capering wise woman couldn't hide her disappointment that there was no weeping and tearing of hair. Jack stood aside from it, simply giving the black woman a cursory embrace, his face set like carved ivory. Jorund Thoroldsen and the senior men wore their greatest finery, horned helmets, the brass glittering like beaten gold, cloaks of leather, trimmed with white fur or with layers of heron feathers, high boots laced to the knee, their best swords or long-handled war axes, blades polished like mirrors. But Ryan noticed that very few of them carried blasters to the ritual. He wondered whether all of their blasters were still stored in the longhouse by the blazing bonfire at the center of the ville. The friends had their knives, but against the armed mass of Vikings, knives would be of little use.
After the ceremony is concluded, we will celebrate with a great feast. It would be better if you outlanders remained within this hut. Food will be supplied to you. Then, at first light on the morrow, you will all go free. As we have agreed, Jack will stay with us as a token against further harm to the Steading. Is all of this well, Ryan Cawdor?
At a signal from the carl, one of the warriors began the slow beating of a slack-skinned drum, the hollow and sonorous sound carrying the melody of death. Mildred walked into the cool evening air and threw her head back, taking a deep breath. The Vikings surrounded her and led her away. Jack kept pace at the side of the Norse chief. The procession quickly wound its way out of sight. Ryan and the others stood in the doorway until one of the older men gently gestured for them to go inside the hut. The door was closed, and they were left with only the flickering light of the candles. Ryan looked at his companions.
Now we wait.
Timing was everything. Too soon, and Mildred would still die. Too late, and she would already be dead. The four friends sat in silence, while Ryan kept a careful eye on his wrist chron, counting the seconds away.
Now?
He nodded. Now. The sacrificial procession had reached the point on the main trail, where the side path wound its way toward the natural amphitheater and the high stone above it. None of the villagers had said anything to Mildred, and they made sure that they didn't get close enough to accidentally brush against her evil skin or catch a glance from her evil eyes. The women and children surrounded her and carried smoky torches that filled the evening with a tang of burned pine resin. Even by the flaring light, she could see in the people more evidence of the dreadful, pernicious seepage from the age-old storage site. It was the children who seemed to be suffering most. Several of them had ghastly sores around their mouths, cracked lips, and bleeding gums. Some had weeping chankers near their eyes, and a toddler close to her on the left was struggling to carry his torch because he'd lost most of the nails from his fingers. Mildred couldn't see Jack, though she knew he was marching with the Baron and the principal warriors of the Ville. As she'd been in this area once before with Ryan and Christy, Mildred guessed they'd reached the oblong block of bloodstained stone in less than a quarter of an hour. The dried grass and straw that filled the canvas mattresses caught fire easily, dangerously easily. Thick smoke surged to fill the hut, and the bright flames began to catch at the wattle and daub walls.
Help! Candle knocked over! Fire!
The four companions began to yell and scream for help, coughing and choking in the darkness. For one heart-gripping moment, Ryan wondered whether the men on guard duty would simply stand by and let them burn to death, deciding it was the safest option. The fire had caught hold with a ferocious intensity. Ryan was almost ready to try to charge through it and break through the back walls. That wasn't the plan, but neither was being burned alive.
Help us, please, for the love of Freya!
It might have been Christie's screams that finally tipped the balance in their favor. Now. The Vikings stood in a loose circle around the open door, staring at the inferno of flames and smoke. There were six men, the youngest of whom looked at least 40. Two held battered, sawed-off scatterguns. The rest carried axes or swords. Ryan was first out, his fighter's eye spotting the two blasters. He went for the closer bearded Norseman who was leveling his weapon. JB took out the second warrior who held a shotgun. A third man started to back away as he saw the dreaded figure of Doc Tanner running toward him with his rapier, his frock coat flying open.
No! Please! No!
Christy, her hair so red in the glow of the blazing hut that it seemed as if her head were on fire, charged at her chosen victim. The elderly warrior who faced her was totally unprepared for the lightning speed and demonic ferocity of the tall, emerald-eyed Valkyrie who came charging at him. That's it. Let's go get our blasters.
I can't believe they woke me up for this.
The iron chain.